And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
In our relationship with the Lord in front of the most difficult and painful situations, when it seems that God does not listen, we need not fear to entrust to him all the weight we carry in our hearts. We must not be afraid to cry out to him in our suffering. This was Pope Benedict's lesson this Wednesday as he continued his catechesis on Christ's prayer in his general audience. Thousands packed the Paul VI audience hall, forsaking the cold outdoors, as the Holy Father focused this week on the cry of Jesus from the cross.
This cry comes after a three-hour period when there was darkness over the whole land. Darkness is an ambivalent symbol in the Bible. While it is frequently a sign of the power of evil, it can also serve to express a mysterious divine presence. So Jesus in Calvary is wrapped in darkness. Even though the Father appears to be absent, in a mysterious way his loving gaze is focused upon the Son's loving sacrifice on the cross.
But we wonder how a God so powerful could not intervene to save his Son from a terrible ordeal. The Holy Father said it is important to understand that the prayer of Jesus is not the cry of one who goes to meet death with despair, nor is it the cry of one who knows himself to be abandoned. Instead, he takes upon himself the punishment of his people, but also that of all men who suffer from the oppression of evil, and at the same time brings all of this to the heart of God himself, in the certainty that his cry will be heard in his resurrection.
This prayer of the dying Jesus teaches us to pray with confidence for all our brothers and sisters who are suffering, since the two men know the love of God who never abandons them.
Following his catechesis, Pope Benedict launched an appeal for all the victims of a deadly cold snap that has gripped much of Europe this week.
Nelle ultime settimane un'ondata di freddo e di gelo.
He said, in recent weeks, this wave of cold and frost has swept some regions, causing great inconvenience and considerable damage. The Holy Father expressed his closeness to people affected by this intense bad weather and invited prayers for the victims and their families, while encouraging solidarity so that those who are suffering from these tragic events are generously supported. And finally, he had greetings for all those pilgrims present in the Paul VI audience hall.
Whatever darkness you experience in your lives, may you always remain firm in faith, hope, and love. May God bless all of you.
I'm Emer McCarthy.